The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ah, Wednesday afternoon. That magical time of the week where the thrill of Monday is long gone, and the sweet release of Friday is still a distant dream. Feeling that midweek slump? Well, we're here to make it worse. Wait, no, better. Definitely better, I think.
Hold on to your lug nuts! It's time for an overhaul!
Whether you're battling spreadsheets, wrangling toddlers, or just trying to remember what day it is, we're here to provide a much-needed dose of distraction.
I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
Or maybe confusion.
It's called reading. Top to bottom, left to right. Group words together as a sentence. Take Tylenol for any headaches. Might offer any cramps.
Honestly, it could go either way. Brace yourselves for a journey into the minds of two individuals who are clearly overqualified. For unemployment, they're the dynamic duo of debate, the Sultans of Silly, the,
I was just totally clueless.
So, yeah, clueless on what I was gonna say, but anyway, it's time to turn that frown upside down, or at least sideways. Get ready for another episode of Not Your Cup of Tea with Chuck and Billy. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, let's just get this over with. Holy moly.
Why?
I don't know. That's what he said, get it over with.
Well, he doesn't like us anyway, so.
Yeah, he left us last time.
Yeah, like high and dry. Like,
so you guys can see ya.
So I'm tired of talking. It's their turn. Okay, bye.
Okay, gotta go. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. It's like we had the other guy. He just vanished because he talks so slow.
He was a really slow talker.
So here's Chuck and Billy.
I'm like sitting here going, when does it end?
You're so slow, you
know,
movie
it's like,
guy.
You know the word he's going to say, but it like takes a really long time saying it. So he's like, a really long time. So you're like, okay.
It's got
Arnold
Schwarzenegger in it. Okay, yeah, we know. Yeah, you're slow. Knock it off. I like the girl. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's like very, so there's Chuck and Billy.
I like the background.
The music?
Yeah, I like the music and the clips. The clips.
Hold on to your lug nuts. It's time for an overhaul. The other part where he was like, he said, and he just made it like shuffling papers.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to find something. It goes, I was just totally clueless. He was like, yeah, I was clueless.
clueless. That's exactly what it was just now.
Completely clueless.
It's clueless.
We're all clueless.
And I was so cool. My name's Chantel.
That's clueless.
That is clueless.
Could you imagine if she was on Clueless?
It would be perfect.
It would. She'd be like, oh my God, Aiden M&M, I'm so full.
My name's Chantel.
M&M, I'm so full.
I think I gained like 3 pounds.
No.
It would be just a little quiet, cute one.
I just gagged.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
I need to go to the restroom. Wait, my name's Chantel.
My name's Chantel.
My name's Chantel.
Yeah, gagging and saying that.
My name's Chantel.
Like, no.
That should be a thing.
Yeah, we got to do it. Every time somebody gags, we're like, my name's Chantel.
It will catch on. It will.
It will. People are going to be like, my name's Chantel.
Oh, we forgot to do it. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR
88.1 Lee.
Yeah, he's got that. I just completely lost it.
It's okay. You're going to have another chance to do it.
Because I was gagging. 88.1
My name's
Chantel.
It'll catch on. It'll catch on. It'll be a thing.
We just got to do a whole show with her.
Yep.
Whole show.
Yeah. We've been talking about it.
I know.
For
we
got to
do it.
Yeah.
I think we should do an interview with her, like we were, like you were saying. But I don't know how easy that's going to be.
It'll be. We could do it.
Yeah, we could do it.
We could totally. We might laugh a lot.
Oh yeah. Like, we might not get through the questions.
Who knows?
She'd be like, "Oh my god! Like, I was there, and then I would drop my I dropped my purse, and I couldn't find it. My name's Chantel, and then like, and I was like going through the things. My name's Chantel.
You gotta do the giggle.
My name's Chantel. My name's Chantel.
You know, people out there, I'm like, shut up.
I know. But it's funny.
It is.
It really is funny.
It is.
The first time I ever heard it, I cried. Yeah. I laughed, cried. I cry, laughed.
You're like, ha!
I couldn't breathe. I think it was purple.
It was great because I played it. You were dying. You even had to mute it because you were like, I was so loud.
And yeah, I was. I was like a pig in the barnyard.
Sweating.
I was even almost the same color.
I'm dying.
It's like when pigs first, you know, get fed in the morning. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, and I had tears rolling down my face the first time.
Yeah, we both, I was down. I still can't remember the peach rings thing, dude.
I know.
When you said that, I lost every ounce of my soul. Like, everything was gone, and I could not talk.
I don't
talk.
Think I ever heard you laugh that hard.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't even go to the next segment. I was like,
he's peach rings.
You're like, calm down, it's okay.
It's just candy.
Yeah, I know.
You lost it. It was fine. Then when you lost it, I lost it.
Yep.
Because, you know, laughter is contagious.
We couldn't do anything. We couldn't even say what we wanted to say. We're like, it's sexy talk. Peach rings.
Nerds.
Nerds, two flavors, one box. My name is Chantel. My name is Chantel.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
At any rate, boy, I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, I like it when it's cool out. I don't like it when it's too hot. I like the coolness. It's good. It's perfect.
The mornings have been, well, this morning was a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
A little bit too chilly because I've been getting up early in the morning, grab a coffee, go sit outside in the sunlight.
Yep.
Just to catch some sun rays.
I can't do that. I get up early in the morning, get in the car, and drive to work. That's it.
Gotta have some sunlight. Gotta have some. I actually got a little bit of color. Believe it or not.
I'm still a honky.
I mean,
so.
It doesn't look it, okay?
You're still white, sir.
It doesn't look it, but I'm going to tell you what. I flashbang people wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been out there trying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
doing this for everybody else.
Yeah, you guys need to see my white legs.
No, I'm wearing shorts today.
Ta-da.
Try not to look. You might be blind.
Like, is that metal?
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. It just shines right off. It's like, why? I can see my vascular system in my legs.
It's like see-through.
Yeah.
I can see through your legs.
Transparent. Am I an alien? I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I'm afraid to wear shorts right now.
Yeah,
they're white as ghosts, man. It's just like sheets, actually.
Sheets.
They're like, look at these sexy things.
Yeah.
I love your chicken legs. Those are nice.
My name's Chantel. Anyway.
Oh, man. Cookie. No, it's not cookie. It's scary. I hate it. Like, because I...
And then it's hard to get any color because you burn.
Yeah, I can't get any color because I'm going to be in a store all day long. It's going to drive me nuts.
You literally have to sit there for maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then get out of the sun because otherwise you're going to turn into a lobster.
Yep, I will.
That's me too. So like 10, 15 minutes I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling it already. I'm going to just sit in the shade here for a minute.
Yep. I'm like, all right, I'm dying.
Because you know your skin still cooks. just like meat.
Yep, it smells like sweet pork.
It still cooks even when you get out of the sun.
Yeah, I sometimes hear mine sizzle.
Yeah.
It's like barbecue?
Dude,
oh, God, it's my legs.
That happened to me one time. I went to the beach.
Yep.
It was like, I don't know, I went to the ocean somewhere. And I had no idea it was that bad. It was on my face.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I remember thinking, I put my hand in the water. It was nice. And then I touched my face, and it was like, I was like, no way that did that. That can't be true. It was bad. Later on, it was like, it got really bad. It got all blistery and everything, and it was bad. It would hurt.
I remember.
Hurt so bad.
I remember when I was in Ecuador, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to tan my feet. You know, I took my shoes off and everything. No, bad idea. Because in Ecuador.
That's not a good place. Yeah.
Yeah. I took them off.
You spent about 3 minutes. That's about it.
Yeah. And I go, I was like, oh, God, there's a red. My wife's like, good job. How they feel? I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna wear shoes for the next 3 weeks.
No, I didn't. I couldn't even wear flip flops.
Couldn't wear socks.
Nope, it was so painful.
Yeah, the sun is different there.
Yeah,
it's closer to the equator.
Yeah, I mean it's like 3 miles from the Earth. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's rough.
even when there's no sun out there and it's gray. You still get roasted.
You got to wear SPF 170.
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
I don't even know if they make that.
I don't even know.
Do they make it that
high? I wonder if they do. That'd be great.
I don't know.
This is the butter.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Can't believe it's not butter. Can't believe it's not suntan lotion. My name is Chantel.
I have a feeling that Chantel is the type of girl that would get the baby oil. And be like, can you help me rub this on me? My name is Chantel.
Can you help me rub this on? It's like, my back.
I just want to get
can't reach my back.
Town.
I can't reach my back. My name is Chantel.
Yeah, if you rub baby oil on yourself and go out into the sunlight, you're asking to be bacon.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Like, definitely.
You're asking to be bacon. Like, my father, you know, God rest his soul,
yeah,
loved burnt bacon. Like, burnt.
Yeah.
Like, as black as your hat. And your shirt, like, black. I was like, Pop, how in the world can you eat that? It's like powder.
Yeah, you just grab it, it just goes.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm like, how can you eat? I don't know why. And he never really had, like, a real explanation as to why he just liked it.
I don't know.
He liked burnt popcorn, too. It was weird.
I mean, I didn't mind burnt popcorn. But
no, but I mean black.
I wouldn't eat a whole bunch. No, I'm good. Like, all little right, pieces like here and there.
Slightly charred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slightly cool. Charred.
Slightly charred. Okay.
Slightly charred.
I will. But absolutely. But not. And my mom loves it that way, too. I don't know why. It's the same thing, though. It's got that, like, when it was that burnt, it's got that powdery. It just kind of falls apart. And you're like,
it's like
I
you're
don't
pouring
understand.
Cinnamon in your mouth.
Yeah. You're right. Exactly. Don't tell people to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Just because I said it doesn't mean you do it.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea show.
That's right.
So keep away from cinnamon. Unless you put it on your toast with sugar.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's
butter.
Good.
I know, man. I remember when I first did that. Well, my dad first did it for me. He was like, you ever try this? He was like, I'm like, what are you doing? That's disgusting. And he just taps it off and he goes, eat it. And I'm like, this is so, oh my Lord.
It melts in your mouth.
You're like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. You're like, what is this magic?
Then you're wound up for the day because you have like 7 pounds of sugar on your toast. You're like, I can do grunt work. Let's build a pool. Come on, let's go outside.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Let's build things.
I'm going to build a house right now.
Snap into a Slim Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of sugar. Like, a lot. Like, it didn't come off. It just was like, you tapped it, and maybe a lot of the cinnamon came up, but the sugar mostly stayed.
Well, the butter kept it there.
Yep. And you're like, you're crunch.
Now that you think about it, it's so bad for you.
Yeah. No.
You got butter on there, you got sugar on there, and it stays.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely.
Like, and usually you're not going to put, like, a little tiny bit of butter. You're going to put, like, these big squares
mounds.
To let them melt in.
Yep.
Yeah. And then pouring the sugar on it.
Well, my dad used to put
cinnamon's not horrible
not
for
bad,
you, but But it doesn't make up for the sugar in
but the artery clogging delicious sugar cinnamon toast.
When you're 50 and you go to the doctor and they're like, yeah, your arteries are about 70% clogged, good job.
Yeah,
well, now you know why.
Tell your dad thanks.
Yeah.
Now
you know why.
My dad's probably up there right now going, knock it off, you loved it.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Stop complaining. You never complained when I gave it to you.
No, I didn't. He was like, here's 5 pieces. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I paid for some of them sometimes. Where I'll eat like 3 and I'm like, so good, I gotta keep going. I'm like, ooh.
My name is Chantel.
My dad's like, just do it.
I can't.
It's so delish.
I can't even eat one more bite.
And I'm like,
okay, maybe one more bite.
Can't do it, dude. It was so bad.
So I want to know what our listeners, like, what do they have for breakfast?
I don't know.
They even have breakfast? Because a lot of people don't eat breakfast.
A lot of people say breakfast is terrible. I don't believe it.
I love breakfast.
I do, too.
I could eat breakfast any time of the day.
Yeah, I love breakfast. Like, cereal, I would just eat it
any
all day
time
long.
Of the day.
Yeah, all day. I didn't even care.
That's my kryptonite.
Yep.
Billy, you want to go get breakfast? Yes, I do.
What was your favorite cereal when you were a kid?
Well, when I was a
Miss
kid.
T! No.
Well, when I was a kid, this is a funny story. When I was a kid, we didn't really have any of the sugary cereals.
Yeah.
We had maybe some Cheerios. Maybe we had some of, you know, Life. like it was horror. Yeah, Life. Ugh. Cinnamon Life, you know, but at Christmas time, if we were lucky, we'd get Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Box of cereal per kid.
Oh.
And I was always excited for it because that was awesome. Like, and to this day, I still love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'll go and buy it. So,
When I was a kid, I loved honeycombs. I don't know what it was. I just loved the honeycombs. But it was like eating cement.
Ooh, we had Kix.
Kix, yeah. Kix were decent.
Yeah, we had Kix when we were kids.
But it was always my mom was buying Raisin Bran.
Well, I like it now.
Yeah. Then it was just like, I'm dying.
I don't want to eat this.
But I ate it. I like the raisins. I don't know why. I hate raisins now, but I like the raisins, but then I'd pay for it later.
Yeah.
Like, I can't play. I got to go.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I was going to say hi to somebody.
I didn't like to eat it as a kid, but I love it now.
Yeah, now it's fine.
Then they make different kinds now, like the Raisin Bran Crunch, the Blueberry Crunch they have. It's made from the same, it's like Raisin Bran Blueberry Crunch.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not raisins. It's like, just the blueberry. Like, I don't know. I can't remember, but it's really good.
Is it like dehydrated blueberries?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
They should do raisin pineapple. No, wait. Pineapple crunch.
Cranberry.
Hey, there you go. Cran.
Cranberry.
You said cran.
But, I mean, the traditional eggs and bacon, you know, everybody talks about. Yeah. And everybody, most people like, if you unless you don't eat meat.
Unless you're Pee Wee Herman. But I pity the fool. Anyways,
what's our secret word for today, Cookie?
What's our secret word for today? Flabbergasted.
Red.
My name's Chantel. Man, I used to watch that show every day.
Pee-wee Herman?
I loved it.
I didn't watch it every day, but I did watch it.
I just loved it. I don't know what it was. Every time I was,
because he was funny.
My dad was like, "Why are you watching this idiot?"
He was the Blue's Clues of our time.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we didn't have like
he didn't do like clues and stuff.
Got
a letter. Yeah, like he did do that. He did the same stuff.
Yeah,
the same stuff that the same stuff that he does or did.
But Steve. He did other things.
Steve. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways,
yeah. He was terrible. But which, he came back.
Yeah. Oh, Pee-wee? Yeah,
no.
Steve.
Steve's back. I can't remember the other guy they had on there.
Yeah, that was a weird.
He was weird.
It wasn't right. I don't even know the guy's name. He, you know, he did his best.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did all right.
I'm not going to knock him. He got thrown into it. But like, hey.
You know, he's probably one of the producers. Jump in here now.
Yeah.
we
need you to do this. Do what? You need to do this.
Yeah, just jump in there and say, we got a letter.
Yeah.
What?
Just start singing it.
I don't sing. Just do it. We got a letter. We just got a...
Yeah.
Name's Chantel.
He must he must have felt like Garth in Wayne's World when when Wayne left the stage.
Yeah. He's like, hey, guys.
He's like, and it was like, oh, man, his head's going to explode.
I got some really cool teens and holes in them. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
I got to get some of those clips in there, like some Wayne's World stuff.
Yeah.
Spencer says, what?
What?
What? <Yeah. laughs> He's like, what? He's like, yeah, man, all right. Cool.
I liked them both, Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2.
I don't know. I didn't like 2. I didn't mind it, but I didn't. I liked I didn't one like, the yeah, best.
I didn't like it as much as I liked the first one. But
yeah.
I heard that Mike Myers was hard to work with. And is like, I heard, in his movies.
I heard he's that's why he's not doing movies that much anymore.
Yeah, I heard he was really like, I don't know, hard like, to work with.
Yeah, I heard
people did not like working with him.
Who else was it? Ava Mendez. She's impossible to work with too.
Oh,
she
boy.
Always has to be top of the line.
Yeah,
and it's like, grow up. You're making tons of money. Who cares where you're at?
Yeah, and I mean. Don't get me wrong, Mike Myers is hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. But I can't see, you know, getting on set with somebody and you're supposed to be having fun and making something funny. And if that person's making it miserable, it's hard to have fun.
Exactly. People are like, oh, my Lord.
Now, like, you see funny movies, you see comedies, and you can tell they're having fun.
Yeah.
And you can it makes it even better because you can sense it when you're watching it.
Somebody said Tom Cruise was hard to work with, too.
I don't know.
He's a midget.
He's 5'6".
Yeah.
they put platform boots on him for the first Top Gun. So he would be taller than the lead lady.
Oh, dear
Lord. Or at least like close to, you know, a little bit taller than her, but she was taller than him.
What was the movie Eyes Wide Shut and he was with his wife, Nicole Kidman?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it was called, yeah. And she's so tall, and it's so hilarious. It's like, come here, big boy. He just picks him up, and he wraps his legs around her. And, I gotcha. I'm like, it's what it's like. It's like, really?
He is really little.
It's just so funny. Like, I think what was the name of that movie? Days of Thunder?
Yep.
She was in it, too.
That was like his first movie, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. She was in it, too, but he's...
Or wait, was it?
I don't know. Maybe.
It was... Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know if it was.
Because I don't think you. I think Risky Business came after that.
Did it? Or no, I think Risky
or
Business
Or was
came.
Risky Business
It was one of the two. But Nicole Kidman's in that one, too. And he's so short. It's just so funny.
Did you know? Did you know for, like, my entire life up until maybe about 15 years ago, I didn't know that Nicole Kidman had an accent? But then after, like, I saw her, you know, for real, and I saw an interview with her and then realized, oh crap, she's got an accent. She's not even, so then if I see a movie that she's been in or I've seen before, I can pick up on it now.
Yeah.
I never could pick up on it before.
Yeah.
But she has a hard time doing the English accent. Once you find out that she doesn't actually, you know, have an American English
yeah.
accent, you can pick up on the European English accent.
It's funny because there's a when she was on with Jimmy Fallon, she had a huge crush on him.
Oh yeah, I know this one.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
one?
I did
yeah.
see that.
Oh, he was like, "What?" He was like so mad.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine? You totally missed
so
that one,
mad,
Jimmy,
dude. He was like. And I came. You remember when I came over to your house? And he's like, "Yeah." He's like,
"He was.
Like,
a, he
were just
he was
playing
a big
video
a,
games."
Yeah, he was a big a-hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He totally missed that one.
Yep.
And she was like, "All trying." She was putting it out there for him. I guess is what she said.
Yep.
And she was all about it. And he was
it
just
was so
he didn't
funny.
See it. He was like, "Oh, I'm such a nerd.
So stupid." Yeah. And was like, "Yeah, you got it bad that time, buddy."
Talk about one of those things.
That oh, you're like, it was so funny.
He didn't know either until she had just said it on the show that time.
Yep, saying, "I want your number." I wanted his number, and I asked, "What's his?" Well, she asked somebody,
a friend of his, one of his buddies,
and he was like, "Yeah, I got your number," and then I. Then never messaged you because you were playing video games.
And they never called or anything. But
oh,
yeah, she had a major crush
so
on him.
Funny. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny.
That's funny. Could you imagine Tom? Well, we're both the same size. She likes little people.
There's nothing wrong with little people. Listen.
No, I'm just saying. Like, but
I got you.
I'm not that tall either.
No, I know, but
I'm taller than Tom Cruise, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Nicole Kidman won't have to pick you up like a child and say, "You listen and eat your cereal." You know, it's.
I'll tell her you can try.
Go ahead, you can do it.
Give it a shot.
My name's
I'm
Chantel.
Open. Yeah, my name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
Yeah.
M&M. That's,
yeah. That was a Christmas M&M, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Speaking of M&M, he's a grandpa. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Haley had a baby.
Nice.
And he is a grandpa. That is so weird.
It is.
For me to think about.
Yeah.
M&M was, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Our era. That's one, of our,
he's a grandpa.
That's one of our dudes.
Yeah, now he's a grandpa. Yeah. When's 50 and Cent going to be a grandpa?
He probably already is.
You never know. You never know.
You don't. But everybody was happy for him. It was great. And that's really good news. You know, he had the biggest smile on his face holding that baby. But how awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Congratulations, Eminem, on becoming a grandpa.
I'm sorry to call you Grandpa Eminem. That's weird. But anyways.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be Grandpa Eminem busting a rhyme. And Grandpa 50 Cent, soon to be.
It'd be like the M&Ms that came out for Christmas like years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, he's that old.
Yeah. He's that old.
He's up there.
I don't know. We're up there.
Yeah. He's only a few years older than me, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Not much.
It was funny because I was watching. You know, I don't know if you ever seen the videos where they do like time lapses, like if somebody was born, somebody was still alive, like people.
Oh yes.
Passed.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, they did it, and then I was watching some of them. I was like, dang, I was older than them. What's wrong with this picture?
Val Kilmer, that I actually saw one and shared it on Facebook when he passed.
Yep.
And they did one of those AI, like when he was young, all the way up until, you know, almost the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So, and that is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I do think that's pretty cool.
I like how they do that, though. They like did Whitney.
The transitional.
Yeah, they did Whitney Houston. They did Patrick Swayze.
It's cool.
Yeah. I was like, how do you do this? I want to do it.
Patrick Swayze, so that was a sad story.
That was terrible.
It, like, he had the worst cancer a person could have, which was pancreatic cancer, which killed him.
Yep.
And of all the people in the world to get it, it would be him. He was such a good person.
Yeah, he was a good person. He was an amazing person, actually. Everything he did for people.
Yeah,
you know, just
he was such a good person, and it was just like, what?
Yeah,
that's him? Like the most painful to go. Yeah, why him?
Yeah,
but that was a sad one. That was a sad one. And then, of course, Val Kilmer. Recently, we find out that it was throat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy.
That's why he didn't really talk in the movie Maverick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just like.
I remember when I first watched it, when it first came out, the newer Top Gun.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, cool, Val Kilmer's going to be in it. And the last time I really saw Val Kilmer in anything, he looked good, you know, real good. He went pretty quickly downhill.
Yep.
And aged really fast.
Yeah.
Like within
bad.
A few years.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
He went from this to that. And so I knew something was wrong. But, yeah, it was... Yeah, I remember watching that and thinking, holy cow.
Yeah, it was bad. I saw him. I was like, oh, I wonder how Val Kilmer's doing. Just kind of like, boop, 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 boop. And I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Where's Batman?
Yeah. He was a good Batman.
He was.
He's still not the legendary Batman.
No, he's not the Michael Keaton.
But he was
Keaton.
A good, he was a good Batman, though.
He's not the Michael Keaton of Batmanism.
My name's Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
Imagine Chantel playing Batman.
I'm here to get you guys. I'm the Cape Crusader. My name's Chantel.
Anybody got an M&M?
Whoopsie. My name's Batman.
Whoopsie.
My bad.
I made a mistake.
I made a mistake, see. Anyways, M&M's getting to me.
The M&M's. I'll be right back. My name is Chantel.
You stop being a bad boy there, Mr. Badman. I'm going to come get you.
I'm going to whip you with my cape. My name is Chantel.
I got you. My name is Chantel.
I'm going to cuff you now.
You're going to have to stay right there.
Are you, is your name Joker? I love your makeup. But you should...
You should... Which tutorial did you watch? Because I want to watch it.
Because you should blend it, because it looks really terrible.
That's name... the wrong foundation for you.
And whoever this girl is next to you, she's weird. You should get rid of her. Hang out with me.
She has a... Her name is like a motorcycle. It's not cool.
Harley Quinn.
My name is Chantel.
So weird. My name is Chantel.
Well, I guess, you know, we're going to have to take a break.
First.
In 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Five, four... Okay. This is Chuck and Billy's Nighter Cup Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're still talking about the Chantel thing with the Joker.
Your lipstick is terrible.
Your skin tone is too light for that.
Yeah, you're too
or
white.
Or too dark. Yeah, it's,
your face.
Your skin
is
tone is too
white.
Dark for that foundation. My name is Chantel. And so you should probably get a different one.
I've got an eggshell white foundation right in my purse.
It might go well.
It will go very good with the lipstick you're wearing.
I
my name's
really
Chantel.
Like that red.
I don't like the green hair. We're
Where
gonna
did
have
you
to fix it.
Get it?
Did you get it at Dollar General?
Did you get it at Debs?
Debs.
Remember Debs?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. I remember that place.
Did you get it at Debs?
Did you get a sponsor gas?
Or did you get it at Claire's?
Did you get a sponsor gas? Or did you get it at like Hot Topic?
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
So welcome back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea and WTBR
89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
I was going to choke.
Okay.
I couldn't say it. All right.
You lost air.
I did. I was like, I pulled a Chantel. Everybody out there is like, can you stop?
Because no, she's so funny. Cool.
It's funny.
Yeah, we got to talk like that during the whole show like this. I'm like, oh my God.
No. No, absolutely not.
Yes, let's do it.
No. I almost did it.
I was like, no.
I was like, no.
No way.
I'm not doing
it. Say no, you're like, no.
It's all your fault.
No, no, meow.
Meow.
You're
you almost got me.
Yar. So I say, yeah, me, yar. Yar.
The thing is, like, so we've made up many characters in our...
In our day.
In our time.
In our past podcasting moments.
In all of our on-air time.
Yep.
We have made up many characters, but this is the one we talk about the most.
Yep. Chantel.
Chantel.
She was that famous call-in. Wish I had it.
We should. Yeah, I know, right? That would be so funny. That was so funny, the call-in. That was where I lost it.
And the guy, the guy with his wife.
I know.
He was like, what?
Yeah. He was like, So anyway,
my wife's likes you and stuff.
I'm just calling to tell you guys are doing a good job.
She was weird. She was like, hi, Billy. I was like, dang.
Yeah, like stalker.
Yeah. I'm watching your Facebook.
Yeah.
What?
I'm keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, I'm going to send
you. Like where? How? There's no windows where I am.
I'm going to send you random messages.
How do you see me right now?
Random messages out
Rando.
Of the blue.
Random.
Random.
Oh, I was like, I think I'm gonna need to call someone.
Who else with the surfer dude?
Yeah, bro. Hey, man. Like, I was doing the wave, bro. And I was listening to you guys on, like, the radio, man.
That guy.
Marty and Joey.
Oh, God. Marty and Joey. We're gonna stay away from that.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from them.
Yeah.
And then we had the whole town that we made
The
up.
Whole town we made
It
up.
All started.
It all started when
we were talking about Walmart people.
Yeah. And then we kind of went farther than we should have.
And then we made up a whole town of people.
Yep, a whole town of people.
I can't say the name of the town.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think I can say the name of the town, but.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to say it. But it was in Alabama.
Yeah, yep.
It was in Alabama.
Yep, Alabama.
We had a whole thing. We had like a general store, a post office.
Yeah, we had all of it. We had a town.
We had a diner
person.
we had the town person who was around a lot, and we had the people that sat on their porches. Then we had the old people that would talk about all the old days.
Yeah,
I remember when I was, you know, I didn't have to wear diapers.
Somebody bring me some iced tea with ice in it.
Is this flat?
Is this root beer? Is it mug root beer?
Who gave me a bendy straw?
Or is it Barks?
This is weird.
Yeah.
Can't get it through my tooth.
The people that had cars in their front yard, but you couldn't find them.
Yeah, I know.
there was so much
overgrown.
Grass. Yeah, there was so much grass, you couldn't see the cars. You can see, like, the tops of the cars, but, like...
Like, the windshield glaring, that's about all.
You couldn't tell that they were all up on cinder blocks, though.
No. No, you couldn't.
No.
But I remember when I transferred that engine right there into that car right there. Oh, then I was doing that and stuff.
Ding.
Yeah, there was a saloon.
Yeah, what was the name of it?
I can't remember now.
I can't.
We have to go back and listen.
It
was been a long time since we talked about that town.
That's a great town.
It had a bus station. I think it had a train station too.
I think so. Yeah, it had everything. We just kept naming stuff. Even have it own its own river.
Yeah, it had everything. It was the cool. It was actually really cool. It was really funny.
It was funny.
And I think we based one of the shows on
that whole
collective
thing.
Memories from the two old people that sat on the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that Christmas when, you know?
Yep.
It was great.
Remember when Katrina was coming on over? I remember those days.
Yeah, whatever happened to that one there? I think she moved out.
She moved to Massachusetts. I can't remember the name of it.
She moved on up to the East Coast somewhere.
Choking to death.
No. She couldn't stand the heat and the humidity
out of the kitchen.
She couldn't stand the heat and the humidity down here.
The humidity.
I suppose.
It was funny.
It was funny.
I still liked it when we did our 100th episode with the old men.
Yeah, the Grandpa Chuck and Grandpa Billy. He talked about all the other shows. That was fun.
You remember that day when I was sitting in a chair and the cat was playing with its cat toy? It kept wrapping it around. Kept wrapping it around the chair and I kept tripping over it. And it was unpleasant, I tell you.
Had to rip it off like Velcro.
Yeah, there it is.
Where's my sandwich?
It's coming, darling.
Had to tell my wife I needed a sandwich. But wait a minute. Pop, your grandma passed away 10 years ago. She did not. Wait a minute. Is that why it's been so quiet?
Remember when we came in, made it like, yeah. What are you guys doing?
We're just,
take your meds.
I thought you said you were going to take a nap.
Yeah, well, we were just... I saw this microphone, and I thought we could just use it.
And I assumed it was karaoke.
I assumed I could use it.
Yeah.
Use it.
That's all.
Use it. But you guys are being disrespectful.
Get to bed.
You should respect your elders.
I am. Get to bed. Change your diaper.
Take your meds.
We were mean. We were so
funny. Put your teeth away.
Yeah. Get it out of my water glass. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, shake really, that off. Yeah, really, shake it off on the sheets.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's good. Appreciate it.
Well, you need to be ass to me.
Well, oh, you know, I don't. Listen. Ordinary old man, you.
You grumpy old people, you.
Grumpy old men.
That was
great movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
And then grumpier old men.
Oh, was it? I don't know. I love them both.
Yeah, I did, too.
They were great.
I don't have any critique.
Nope.
For the second one.
The first one was great.
It'll always be great.
It'll always. I miss those two.
If you're younger and you're just now hearing Grumpy Old Men, you should take it. It's an older movie, but it's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's funny. These two are best friends. They pick on each other all the time, and it's great.
It'll be me and Billy.
Yeah, someday. Someday. You never know.
Hey, moron.
This really pretty lady moves into the neighborhood, yeah. And they both like her, and it's funny. It's funny.
She's riding around snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Like, what is she doing?
She's like all kinds of spunk.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so
and
funny.
She's a redhead.
Yep.
The redheads, they have that spunk.
Yep. They have the spunk.
And yeah, she was riding around on a snowmobile. They were just watching out the window like, I wish I could do that.
Yep. I would like
then they tried to do like fun things, and it's funny to watch
it's
that.
It's hilarious.
It's and then so the funny. Pranks.
The pranks were great when he threw the fish in the back of his truck. And he's
Yeah.
What the heck?
What is that smell?
He's like, how was that fish?
You, that was you.
It was great.
It was in there for weeks.
It was gross. That's, ugh. I think that happened when I was with my dad. We went fishing. He actually forgot the fish in the back of the truck.
No, you can't even get that smell out either.
Oh, man, it was so bad. I was like, oh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know what's worse. Milk?
I don't know.
Or fish.
I don't
like milk that in the heat of the summer.
That's like
you don't know is spilled because one of the kids spilled it in the back seat somewhere.
That's an immediate
until
vomit right
one
there.
Day. Yeah, until one day you open your vehicle door, and that's all that it smells just like vomit.
You're like it's so good.
I gotta go to work, and this.
You have the windows down, and you're like, got air freshener stuck to your face.
Like, walk in there with a pine tree on your face.
Hey guys, I'm at work.
What, you all right?
Go in my car. You'll find out why I'm wearing this.
Yeah. So can anybody give me a ride home?
That's so gross.
Yeah, like, that happened to me actually, and I tried everything to get it out. Everything.
There's nothing you can do.
I scrubbed the crap out of it.
There's nothing you can do.
I tried everything under the sun. The only thing I think you can do is remove
the carpet.
The upholstery.
Yeah.
Is remove the upholstery.
And reupholster it.
Yeah. And, I mean, eventually it went away, but it took a while.
So
it took a
nasty.
Very, very long time.
So nasty.
So please, don't spill the milk.
Yeah, don't. And don't be fishy.
Don't let the kids spill the milk.
I think the worst is when, I can't remember, my dad went on vacation one time. I went over to his house, and he left his milk in there, and it was there for 2 weeks. He didn't touch it.
Ugh.
And I went to have cereal. I thought it was fine, and it was like, flump. I was like, ugh. I was like, gross.
It was cottage cheese.
And I was like gagging, and it was so bad. It's like those two guys
what are you trying to do, Dad? Make some blue cheese?
Yeah, I called him up. I'm like, what is this? And he's like, what? I was like, you have 2 week old milk that is expired in your refrigerator. It's still good. What? Why? You know, old people always say that.
It's not milk. It's badger milk.
It's curdled cow milk.
It's badger milk.
Yeah, just squeeze it out.
It, like an animal. When he ordered the badger milk and it just went plop right into the glass.
It was always my mom and dad.
And he drank it.
It was always my mom and dad going, well, what's the date on it? Like 2 days ago. It's still good. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Smell it. Why do I always got to smell it?
I'm going to tell you, too, and no matter what, if you smell it, it's going to smell bad. Because right there on the rim, you know, that sits there, and that's what you end up smelling.
Yeah, you smell it just sits
there. So
you got
to pour a little bit into a cup and then smell it.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting. Like, I always, like, my mom was always like, well, if you smell it first, and if it smells bad, then don't eat it. That's the point. Just check it. I'm like, it's delicious.
You ever notice that people smell everything?
Oh,
they smell everything.
Everything.
It doesn't matter what it is. If they don't know what it is, they smell it.
I don't know why people do that.
They just pick it up and...
What is that?
Yeah, and then the look on their face, they're like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, is that meat?
and then you got your people that actually tried tasting it. Like yeah. They taste something, they think that they can put, you know, taste. Yeah, mm. They just pick it up and they're like, chocolate. What if it wasn't chocolate?
Yeah, what if it's not chocolate? It's like really moldy old oil. Like, what are you doing?
What if it's cat poop?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because that happened to my mother. That happened to my mother.
That's gross.
It was when my cousin Jesse was young, and my aunt would, you know, he would come over and stay for the day. My aunt would pack cookies.
Yeah,
and I forget. Like, me and my brother ate all the rest of the crackers or something that were in the house, and my mom was like, "Oh, you know," she was perturbed.
Perturbed.
But she picked up this cookie off the table. Ate it and was like taunting us with it, right? She's like, she was about to eat it and she was taunting us, like, I got a coconut cookie. I got a coke. Ha ha. You guys don't get to have any, right? So she pops it in her mouth and eats it. No, no, no. She said, it's not a cookie. It's cat poop. It was cat poop with the litter on it still. She thought it was a coconut covered cookie. Coconut covered cookie. Please, people, don't put anything in your mouth until you know what it is.
You know what's funny? I remember making this.
She said it burned.
She's like, it burns.
I remember. My name's Chantal. I remember making this cake, cat litter cake. With the Tootsie Rolls as poop.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I left it out.
But
in
it was actually an edible cake.
No, it wasn't after. The cat that was there decided, well, this is cat litter, so I'm going to go in the cake.
Oh.
And I went out there, and I'm like, oops. What are you doing? And you're like, just staring at me.
Letting it out.
And I was like, you are serious?
Poor cat.
And it comes out licking its paws like, this is delicious.
That's not kitty litter, but.
Yeah, but oh well.
Oh well.
And everyone's
That's
like,
how cats are,
yo,
too.
I want some cake. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
It was gross.
Cats over there like,
enjoy the Tootsie Roll. That's not a Tootsie Roll.
I don't even think most cats don't have, like, the empathy.
Yeah.
Like, they're missing that piece.
Yeah, they're like,
they'll just do something. They'll be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Things happen. Sorry about that.
They knock over your whole cup of pens. Yep. Well, that was your fault for putting the pens there.
Well, I remember when my... my wife...
Narcissists.
Just, yeah. I remember when my wife just got a brand new iced coffee, right? And she didn't pay attention to the cat when he came. He was amazing. He always gave you a hug. That's what he wanted.
That's cute. That's cute.
He wanted a hug, and she walked by him, put her drink down. He looks at her, and he goes... And it just goes... And he looks at her and goes... Walks off.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened. My wife's like, you little...
Yeah, they just walk away. They don't care.
They're like, see ya. You're going to have to clean that up. Darn. What a tragedy.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
Oh, that's so bad.
Get me my lasagna.
My name's Chantel.
It's more like... Yeah. I don't know if we want to make it sound like a sheep.
Bad. You know why?
Have you been a bad girl?
You know who I didn't like as a person? I couldn't stand Fran Drescher.
Oh, I know.
God,
you guys Mr. are Sheffield.
Oh my Lord,
Mr. Sheffield.
God, she drove me nuts.
Yeah, it was the voice for me. It was the voice.
That looks like a really nice sweater.
Wasn't she like? She was in a movie. Beauty Shop and the Beast or something.
Yeah, yep.
It was pretty
she
funny.
Was
but she's
Jack
still
with Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, that was a good movie though.
Yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Very good one, but you know, still.
Yeah, she was annoying.
I'll miss
she
this
wasn't
champion.
As, she wasn't as bad in that where she was like, no. Yeah. Oh Jesus!
I think she was supposed to do that. I think that was like the character that
I don't
her.
Know because they did an interview with her and she just kept doing it. And I'm like, stop talking.
Well, it's sort of like that other guy, the one that's like that was in all the movies with John Ritter in the what was it? The redheaded kid.
Oh, Problem Child.
Yeah, Problem Child. Yeah. That guy there with the I told him, you know, like
yep.
that voice.
Oh, Bill Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, Gilbert Godfrey. Stand that, that was the same thing.
I feel bad. Rest in peace, buddy. But yeah. You were not my dude.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think his voice was actually like that. I think he just put it on. And even in interviews, if he did it, he was just putting it on. I think it's the same thing with Fran Drescher.
It was so annoying. Was
but, like, yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys what.
Oh, good Lord.
It was really annoying.
My dad, every time he heard about it, I'm just going to squeeze his neck one of these days. You ain't going to get to
it. It'll give him a reason to talk like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he was definitely had that, like, real annoying voice.
Affleck.
Yeah, pretty much.
He did that for a while, then he got fired.
Did. Yeah, he did do that.
I think he got fired. He got let go.
Affleck.
That was his voice, yeah. A
little bit. And then they changed it, and they just, like, I don't know, he got let go for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because he was hard to work with. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to understand why in Hollywood you have to be hard to work with. Just do your job, and then you're making millions of dollars, man. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't know.
Jesus, I wish I could do that.
That's why there's a director, you know? Like, just listen to him.
Yeah. Don't be like, well, I'm going to do it this way. I don't care how you want to
I mean,
do
unless
it.
You're directing your own.
Yeah.
You know, and then you want it a certain way, but... Yeah, totally. Just that's why there's a director.
There's a lot of actors that I miss, like Heath Ledger. I love that guy.
He was great.
He was amazing.
He was like discovered by accident.
Yep, I remember that.
They saw him get off of an airplane. This is the story I heard. They saw him get off of an airplane and he smiled at somebody. They said that smile's what they needed.
Yeah.
And they pursued him after that and gave him a job. But he can act.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, his first movie was 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I always look for that one.
That's such a good movie.
You're too good to be true.
You're too good to be true. And he's like,
can't take
skipping.
My eyes off of you.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that was funny. That was good.
That was a good movie.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yep. Julia Stiles.
Yep.
She hasn't been in movies that much. She was the last movie I saw her in was The Orphan. The first.
Oh, yeah.
The first one.
That's right. She wasn't.
I mean,
was
no,
she?
Not the first one.
It was the other one.
The newer one. But it was supposed to be like the first part of it, how she became the orphan in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in it. She was evil.
Well.
I didn't even know it was her. I was like, is that who? That's Julia Stiles. There's no way that's her. Like, it didn't look like her at all. It's like Courtney Cox looks like a lizard now.
Oh, gosh.
She scares me now. Like, Jennifer Aniston looks terrible.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
stop.
No, not really.
I know,
Jennifer
yeah,
Aniston
but her face is... No. The one... what was her name? Joan Rivers.
I mean, yikes.
Like, I was waiting for the rubber bands to snap and her face just fall off. It was so bad.
It's, I mean, you can only do it
so many
times. I
loved her, though,
because
she was so funny.
Yeah, she is.
She was so funny.
Yeah, she was very
funny. But she's like.
But yeah, like, after a while, you think you can't make any kind of facial expressions.
I know. You're like, hey.
Yeah.
I can't even breathe barely. But
you have to wear
I'll snort.
You have to wear an eye mask because you can't close your eyelids when you go to bed. I'm taking a nap. No, you're not. You're wide awake. No, I was sleeping the whole time.
Oh, I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeVille.
Great news, though. So our generation knows everything there is to know about Final Destination, correct? Well, the new generation is about to find out why we don't like to drive behind those logging trucks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
there's a new Final Destination, and it's supposed to be the last Final Destination that's coming out May 16th. It'll be in theaters. I believe there are some select theaters it'll be in on May 15th. But don't take my word for it. It is called Final Destination Bloodlines, and we're going to find out where it started.
Yeah.
So I guess it goes way back where it started. From even before the very first Final Destination that we saw.
Yep.
It turns out that it's a family, like a family thing. So it's all their fault.
It's all their fault.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. The trailer is out.
The kills in that movie is just wow.
I only saw that part with the family picnic, and I was like, oh boy.
You didn't see the gymnastics one?
No.
Oh my God. I don't think so. That was so bad. I was like, that is amazing. For I kept rewinding it.
Wait. Oh, you mean for the other movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
She was like, snap. I was like, yes.
Yeah. The accidents just got better and better.
Yep.
You know, you see the first one and you're like, whoa. And then you go see the second one and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, with like that NASCAR race.
Yeah. And it just gets worse and worse. And they're supposed to be these freak accidents, but like they really are freak accidents.
Yeah.
The plate glass that falls. They can't, but you get, they show you the whole thing, like how they did it. And it was pretty interesting.
What was it? Oh, yeah. When the NASCAR race and the tire come flying, she just stands there. She goes, I don't know what we're going to do. Wham! See ya. I was like, yes.
There's always a bus, too, that hits somebody.
Yeah. But like, I don't understand. Yeah. Always.
Always a bus.
It's always a bus. I don't get it.
But yeah. But yeah, the newer Final Destination Bloodlines is coming out on the 16th for sure. I already got tickets.
Did you?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Totally got tickets.
Nice.
So, I'm going to see that.
Nice.
So, I'm going to talk about it after that weekend.
Heck yeah.
I should take you. We should go.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we can actually have a conversation, talk about it.
I'm like, so, the movie was really cool.
I have a feeling it's going to be really awesome.
Have Chantel do the review.
Yeah, right?
Like, it was so cool. The kills were so neat. My name's Chantel. And like,
all these people got hurt real bad.
Yeah, there was a lot of goo-goo. There was a lot of bloody stuff, and you know, and like hands were missing. My name's Chantel, and then like
some of the time, like it was not pretty.
Give me a minute. Okay, I'm good. Oopsie.
I ate a little bit of popcorn, and then my name's Chantel.
I just had one piece, but it's really getting to me. My abs are totally gone after that.
But yeah,
I'm protruding.
So I am looking forward to that. There's a few other movies that are going to be coming out. I had a list. I lost the list. And now we're all out of luck.
Well, this movie, I
have been looking for this. I've been waiting for this since last year when I saw it. And I went to go see another movie and I saw the trailer for it. It was coming out in 2025. And I was like, oh,
yes, I'm going to see that.
I have been waiting for this moment. I have been waiting.
Yeah, I saw the Final Destination on something, I can't remember, and I was like, oh, I gotta see it. I've seen all of the others.
Yeah, I've watched them all, even if they were corny.
Yeah.
Like, some of them were.
The last couple were pretty meh, but I did love the log one, but I will never drive behind
the first
a log
one,
truck
yeah.
ever.
The very first Final Destination.
Yeah, if you ever get to
with
watch...
Devin Sawa.
So if you ever get to watch The Final Destination, as Billy said, you will wonder why this generation will not drive behind a log truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, every time we see one, we're like, nope.
I'd back right off. I'm like, nope, I'm good. Or if he's, like, really close, I try to go fast past him as quick as I can.
Yeah, if there's a couple lanes there that you can pass him.
I'm looking at the thing like, it's not snapping, is it? It's not snapping, is it? Go faster!
I wonder if the driver is like, oh, man, every single person on the road hates them.
Yeah, they're like, man, why are they so mean to me?
They got to go by so fast. Why?
Man, it's not like it's going to break.
I made sure that was on really tight just for this reason.
I don't care if it's not going to break. I'm not going. I'm not risking that situation.
It's just the idea of it. Like, you see it, you see the logs, and you're like, uh-uh.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. Nope.
Never thought about it before that.
Yeah. Yeah, never. You're like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah. I'm safe behind this thing. No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, even if it does break, I'll be all right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They got to have protocols.
It's only held down with rope. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's just a little strap there.
Yeah.
A couple pins.
A couple bungee cords.
A couple bungee cords.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
They're very stretchy.
Don't even worry about it. Then you watch Final Destination, you're like, nope.
Nope, I'm good.
I'm good.
Thanks.
Nope, I'll let this guy go ahead of me.
Yeah. You go ahead of me, man. Just keep waving that, people I'll, on.
Yeah, waving people.
Just go.
Keep going. No, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm not ready.
Yep. Sitting in the lane where you got to merge, you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just go
Everybody's beeping behind you. You're like, nope, not moving.
You guys want to go around me, go right ahead. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, go for it.
You did not see the log truck. Did you watch that movie?
You did that movie? Did you see Final Destination?
Did you see that movie? You're going to die.
Wait, I left. So when that first came out, I think the Cinema Center was still on West Housatonic Street.
Cinema Center.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord.
So I remember seeing it there.
Yeah.
And we all left the Cinema Center, like, looking around. It was dark out. Like, we would hear the buzzing sound from the lights, and we were like, oh. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
We better get out of here. There's way too many electricity here.
Too
many electricities.
Too much electricity. We're going to get shocked.
Yeah.
Don't step in the puddle.
Yeah. If you step in that puddle and that thing is going to come, that pole's going to come down with the light on it. And that's it. You're going to be toast.
I was afraid.
Get in the car.
I was afraid to take a shower sometimes after that dude got hung. I was like, nope.
Dude, I have one of those strings in my bathtub. Oh, but you can take it off and you can let it go. It, like, it goes into the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the clothesline. It goes across. And I was like, is this one of those things?
Oh, it's all over.
My friend's like, I'm never taking a shower in there.
Well, it's all over for us. We wanted to thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. Have a good one, guys.
And we're done. Another episode of Not Your Cup of Tea safely navigated. Hopefully, you're no more confused than when you started.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
If you are, well, we consider that a bonus. We'd like to thank you, the brave souls who willingly subjected yourselves to this auditory assault. We know your time is valuable, and you could have spent it doing literally anything else.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
But you chose us, and for that we're, well, mildly appreciative.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
So, as you stumble back into the real world, blinking against the sunlight of reality, remember to cherish the small moments, like the fact that this show is over, and that you don't have to listen to us anymore. Until next week, of course. Tune in next Wednesday afternoon for more stuff. We promise it'll be something. Maybe. Don't quote me on that. See you next week for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We will pray for you. No, seriously. You'll need it.